clothes. They had been deposited, no doubt by him, in a heap on the floor, and began with care to dress. He still felt terrible, and it remained an effort not to give up and be violently sick. "That's right," he said to Dr. Smile as he came back to the living room buttoning his shirt. "I remember the memo from Friday about Miss Fugatti. She's erratic in her talent, picked wrong on that U.S. Civil War picture window item. If you can imagine it, she thought it'd be a smash hit in People's China." He laughed. The bathroom door opened a crack. He caught a glimpse of Ronnie, pink and rubbery and clean, drying herself.
"Did you call me, dear?"
"No," he said. "I was talking to my doctor."
"Everyone makes errors," Dr. Smile said, a trifle vacuously.
Barney said, "How'd she and I happen to..." He gestured toward the bedroom. "After so short a time..."
"Chemistry," Dr. Smile said.
"Come on."
"Well, you're both precogs. You previewed that you'd eventually hit it off, become erotically involved. So you both decided, after a few drinks, that why should you wait? Life is short. Art is..."
The suitcase ceased speaking, because Ronnie Fugatti had appeared from the bathroom, naked, to pad past it and Barney back once more into the bedroom. She had a narrow, erect body, a truly superb carriage, Barney noted, and small, upjutting breasts with nipples no larger than matched pink peas, or rather, matched pink pearls, he corrected himself. Ronnie Fugatti said,
"I meant to ask you last night, why are you consulting a psychiatrist? And my lord, you carry it around everywhere with you. Not once did you set it down, and you had it turned on right up until..."
She raised an eyebrow and glanced at him searchingly. "At least I did turn it off then," Barney pointed out.
"Do you think I'm pretty?"
Rising on her toes, she all at once stretched, reached above her head, then, to his amazement, began to do a brisk series of exercises, hopping and leaping, her breasts bobbing.
"I certainly do," he murmured, taken aback.
"I'd weigh a ton," Ronnie Fugatti panted, "if I didn't do these UN weapons wing exercises every morning. Go pour the coffee, will you, dear?"
Barney said, "Are you really my new assistant at PP Layouts?"
"Yes, of course. You mean you don't remember?
But I guess you're like a lot of really top-notch precogs. You see the future so well that you have only a hazy recollection of the past.
Exactly what do you recall about last night?"
She paused in her exercises, gasping for breath. "Oh," he said vaguely, "I guess everything."
"Listen, the only reason why you'd be carrying a psychiatrist around with you is that you must have gotten your draft notice, right?"
After a pause, he nodded. That he remembered. The familiar, elongated, blue-green envelope had arrived 1 week ago. Next Wednesday, he would be taking his medal at the UN Military Hospital in the Bronx.
"Has it helped? Has he..."
She gestured at the suitcase.
"Made you sick enough?"
Turning to the portable extension of Dr. Smile, Barney said, "Have you?" The suitcase answered,
"Unfortunately, you're still quite viable, Mr. Mayerson. You can handle 10 Freuds of stress. Sorry, but we still have several days. We've just begun."
Going into the bedroom, Ronnie Fugatti picked up her underwear and began to step into it.
"Just think," she said reflectively, "if you're drafted, Mr. Mayerson, and you're sent to the colonies, maybe I'll find myself with your job."
She smiled, showing superb, even teeth. It was a gloomy possibility, and his precog ability did not assist him. The outcome hung nicely, at perfect balance on the scales of cause and effect to be.
"You can't handle my job," he said. "You couldn't even handle it in People's China, and that's a relatively simple situation in terms of factoring out pre-elements."
But someday she could. Without difficulty, he foresaw that. She was young and overflowing with innate talent. All she required to equal him, and he was the best in the trade, was a few years' experience. Now he became fully awake as awareness of his situation filtered back to him. He stood a good chance of being drafted, and even if he was not, Ronnie Fugatti might well snatch his fine, desirable job from him, a job up to which he had worked by slow stages over a 13-year period. A peculiar solution to the grimness of the situation, this going to bed with her. He wondered how he had arrived at it. Bending over the suitcase, he said in a low voice to Dr. Smile, "I wish you'd tell me why the..."